Hello?
Hello, this is Charlie from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the service is quick.
Well, you know, last few surveys I got took me about 15 minutes. I don't have 15 minutes tonight.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah? How long is it?
Well, I can see that the survey was already completed. It is almost at 75 completed. If you want, we can keep it from here. And I'm pretty sure that it will take less than half the last time. What
do you think? 75 questions?
No, I mean, it's at 70% completed.
Oh. Well, this is a test or a survey that I already did.
Yeah, it seems like you have already started back in some moment of the time. I don't know, but it's already completed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm to read the questions that are missing, if you don't mind, if it's right for you.
Okay. Well, there were a few questions that I didn't want to answer on the last survey of the gal, and she was very confused about all that. And I said, I don't have to answer questions if I don't want to. Move on to the next one. And I don't know if your system can't do that, but I'm still probably not going to answer the question. if it's the same one, I'm not going to answer it. So,
got it.
Yeah.
Well, I have seen that for some questions, we can have like the option to answer that you don't know if you don't want to take like that answer. So,
okay.
Thank you.
All
so
right,
much.
Let's go forward. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, didn't get her done. I haven't had dinner yet.
Okay. So, I'm resuming to the point that you left. So, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats in the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement. How convincing is this vote for Democratic candidate and yes on the ballot measure? For all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Very convincing reason, someone convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, and not a convincing reason at all.
No, a very convincing reason.
Thank you so much. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is trapped by or the victim of incest. Is this a very convincing, someone convincing, not a very convincing, or not a convincing reason at all?
Ooh, I'm not sure exactly. Can you repeat that question a little bit slower?
That's what
I told the last gal. I said, these questions are way, way too long for surveys on a phone.
Yeah,
they should
that is
be,
right.
Something you can sit and read or do it online so you can understand them better. By the time you guys get through these questions, I've lost the bubble. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to do here.
Thanks a lot for your feedback. I will
face
it. Okay, so, these are just statements made by people who support Republicans. So this is the first statement. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest. Is this a very convincing, someone convincing, not a very convincing, or not a convincing reason at all?
It's somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read second statement. Abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy, not the President and Congress. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing, or not a convincing reason at all?
I'm for states letting them, make that decision. So it's convincing.
Thank you so much. It is somewhat or very convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Science, the third statement says, science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat, who feel pain, make fists, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not a convincing reason at all?
Not very convincing.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
I would say 8.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Thank you so much. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitutions protect your right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I want my rights to be protected by the state constitution.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator, Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
I'm undecided. Is that an option?
Yes, that's an option. Thank you so much.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you had to choose for you, for whom would you vote? Are undecided, yes. For whom would you vote?
I'm not sure yet.
Thank you.
I'm just not sure yet.
Thank you so much.
I'm still trying to decide that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I totally understand that part. Well, the following questions are just statistical purposes. So let me tell you that we are coming to the very end. Thank you so much for being with me on the line. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I've received, I went to school 12 years, and then I have a 2-year college degree.
Got it. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Well, I think I'm straight and homosexual and straight. And
yeah,
some days I have off days. I could be anything.
Thank you so much for
kidding.
Clarification. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I voted.
Do you remember whom did you vote?
Yes, I voted for Trump.
Thank you so much for letting me know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, last year, that was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I guess, 75,000.
75. Thank you so much. Well, basically, that's just the conclusion of our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your help is mm-hmm. very important to us, and your opinion is very important to us. Now, I would like to wish you a great rest of your night. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.